Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Learning by Doing: The Real Connection Between Innovation, Wages, and Wealth. Is a nonfiction economics book by James Besson that examines why technological progress does not translate into broad wage growth as quickly as many people expect. Besson argues that the economic value of major innovations often depends less on the breakthrough itself than on the long, messy process of learning how to use, improve, and organize around it. Drawing on economic history, labor market analysis, and examples from industrial and digital technologies, the book challenges the common assumption that automation simply destroys jobs and lowers wages in a straightforward way. Instead, it shows how new technologies can reshape work through task substitution, new skills, and new forms of employment. The book is especially relevant for readers trying to understand why innovation can coexist with wage stagnation, how firms and workers adapt to change, and what kinds of policies may help make technological progress more broadly shared. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why invention alone does not produce economic transformation. Besson's central claim is that a breakthrough invention is only the beginning of technological change, not the end of the story. A new machine, software system, or production method usually arrives in an incomplete form and must be refined through repeated use. The real economic gains come later, after workers, managers, suppliers, and organizations learn better techniques and discover how to integrate the technology into daily production. This matters because many public discussions treat innovation as if its benefits should appear immediately in productivity and wages. Besson shows that this expectation is too simple. The book emphasizes that revolutionary technologies often require long periods of experimentation, error correction, and process redesign before they become truly valuable. In that sense, the delay between invention and broad economic benefit is not a failure of the technology itself, but a normal feature of how complex systems improve. This framework helps explain why some eras of rapid innovation still deliver weak wage growth for a long time. Secondly, learning by doing is an expensive and slow process of experimentation. The title concept refers to more than general experience. Besson uses learning by doing to describe an economic process in which productive knowledge is built through trial, adjustment, and the elimination of inferior methods. That process is slow because it requires people and firms to operate while they are still figuring out the best way to use a technology. Early users often work at low productivity levels because they have not yet discovered efficient routines, complementary tools, or effective organizational practices. The book therefore treats learning as a production cost, not as an automatic benefit. This is an important distinction because it explains why wages may lag behind technological progress even when the underlying invention is clearly powerful. Besson also links learning to institutions' education systems, labor markets, and workplace structures can either support or block the accumulation of practical skill. The book's broader point is that innovation is not just a matter of ideas entering the market. It is a cumulative social process in which economic value emerges only after many actors learn how to make the technology work well. Thirdly, task substitution matters more than job destruction. One of the book's most useful contributions is its distinction between replacing tasks and eliminating whole occupations. Besson argues that automation usually takes over specific components of work rather than removing the entire job category. Once machines handle routine or standardized tasks, the remaining human tasks often become more valuable because they require judgment, communication, supervision, or customer interaction. This is why the book resists simple narratives of technology as a direct destroyer of employment. The point is not that disruption is harmless, but that labor demand can shift rather than collapse. The ATM example is especially famous in discussions of the book because it illustrates how a technology that reduced one kind of teller work did not eliminate tellers overall. Instead, it changed what bank employees did and helped banks expand branches. The broader insight is that workers are often displaced from one bundle of tasks into another, and the quality of those remaining tasks can improve. Understanding this shift is crucial for analyzing modern automation, where the real question is often which tasks will be automated and which will become more central. Fourthly, why wages lag behind productivity in the modern economy. Besson connects the learning process to a major economic puzzle. Technological progress has become increasingly visible in everyday life, yet wage growth for many workers has not kept pace. The book argues that the benefits of innovation often accumulate first in the form of cheaper products, higher business profits, and better organizational efficiency, while worker pay adjusts more slowly. One reason is that the skills needed to complement new technology are often learned on the job and are difficult to standardize in formal education. Another reason is that labor markets frequently fail to reward learning ability directly, even though adaptation is what generates much of the value. This helps explain why a technology can appear widely adopted and still leave broad earnings patterns unchanged for years. Bessent's analysis is important because it complicates both optimistic and pessimistic narratives. Innovation does create wealth, but the timing of who captures that wealth matters. The book suggests that wage stagnation is not proof that technology has failed. Rather, it may indicate that the institutional channels for sharing the gains from learning are weak or delayed. Lastly, policy should reward skill formation and on-the-job learning. Beyond explanation, the book makes a policy argument: if the economy depends on learning by doing, then institutions should create stronger incentives for workers and firms to invest in that learning. Bessent criticizes labor market arrangements that treat workers as if their value were fixed by credentials alone, even though much technical knowledge is acquired through experience. He also suggests that policy should support training structures, more flexible career paths, and work environments that help people accumulate relevant skills as technologies change. The practical implication is that societies should not focus only on inventing new tools. They must also build systems that help ordinary workers adapt to them. This policy orientation differentiates the book from more fatalistic automation writing. Instead of treating technological change as an uncontrollable force, Bessent presents it as a process shaped by incentives and institutions that gives the book both analytical and practical value. It offers readers a framework for evaluating education, labor policy, and innovation policy together, rather than as separate domains, and it points toward broadly shared prosperity only when learning is made economically worthwhile. In conclusion, Learning by Doing is best suited for readers who want a serious explanation of how innovation affects wages, employment, and inequality over time. Economists, business leaders, policymakers, historians, and general readers interested in automation will all find value in its argument, especially if they want more than a simple robots replace workers story. The book is useful intellectually because it reframes technology as a process of organizational and human learning rather than a one-step productivity shock. It is practical because it helps readers understand why wage gains may arrive slowly and why on-the-job skill formation matters more than many conventional career narratives. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its emphasis on historical pattern and economic mechanism rather than speculation. Bessent does not merely warn that technology changes work. He explains how value is created through adaptation, why labor markets often fail to reward that adaptation, and how policy can better support it. That combination makes the book a strong choice for readers seeking a disciplined, non-sensational account of technological change and its distributional effects. If you would like to support James Bessent, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.